This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. It is a Friday. It is our final segment together. This has been a great time. Always flies. I cherish the opportunity to come in here and fill in for them. We are live again at Acrisure Stadium for the Pitt Football Media Kickoff Luncheon. That is still going on. Alan Green is talking at the moment, delivering some remarks here. We could be hearing from a player or maybe Green himself as things wind down. We will get to that. In the meantime, remember, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So during the break, and this stuff's kind of been trickling out, Pitt announced its captains for this upcoming season. So I will name those guys, and then Limits and I are going to get into a little bit of the Pitt football floor, the Pitt football ceiling, where we kind of see things landing. Lyndon Cooper is one of the captains, redshirt senior offensive lineman. Kyle Lewis, redshirt junior linebacker. I think that's notable. Oftentimes you don't see underclassmen functioning as captains, but you also don't see a lot of underclassmen who have the resume that Kyle Lewis does. We'll get to him in just one second. Javon McIntyre, a redshirt senior defensive back, another intriguing player. Jake Overman, we talked about him a little bit, taking over for Gavin Bartholomew, tight end, a sixth year, and Desmond Reed, our guest a little bit ago, a senior running back. And the Panthers, again, they open the season on Saturday, August 30th against Duquesne at Acrisure Stadium. First time those two teams are meeting since 1939. There's a lot of intrigue to me with Pitt. I don't. Maybe I'm out over my skis. Maybe I'm crazy. That's not really a problem. I don't mind wearing that. But, no, I think Pitt has a fascinating team, and it's a fascinating season. The Panthers looked really, really good last year through seven games and, you know, parts of some of the others, but finishing was the issue. And that's something they've talked about a lot. I think they are equipped to do that. It's not because they lack talent. It's merely execution. And can you, you know, play as well in the back half of your schedule or the final five games or whatever it may be as you did at the beginning? But I like what I've seen from Eli Holstein. I like year two in a Cade Bell offense. I think they started to kind of grasp some things. And hearing those guys talk before the season, during the offseason, has been very interesting. I also think this can be a very good defense. We talked about the linebackers. Pat Narduzzi was hinting a little bit at the defensive line. McIntyre's another guy who really intrigues me. He's been around a while, and actually he's one of those guys that feels like he's been here for about 17 years. Hasn't, just feels that way. But he's only the second Pitt defensive back in the last 20 years to have multiple seasons of 50-plus tackles and 3.5 tackles for loss. Thank you to Pitt Media Relations for that, and he's a preseason All-ACC selection. But he's one of the guys who could be stopping over. He's one of the Pitt football captains. But regardless, I see this team, Limits, they darn well better win a half dozen games, and I'm expecting more. Ceiling, maybe 10 wins, something like that. You challenge for a college football playoff berth. You challenge for an ACC title. To me, the entry point, though, is at least a half dozen wins. What about you?
I agree with you. And I think anything less than that would be pretty disappointing. Like,
it would.
I think 9 wins should be the benchmark for them this year, especially the way that last year started, the amount of talent that returns. And I think their schedule, I mean, Notre Dame is going to be very difficult. There's no denying that. I think the West Virginia game is always a challenge in and of amongst itself.
Especially being on the road.
But there are games out there that I think are very winnable games for Pitt and are games that Pitt should have and should be able to help boost that win-loss record right around to the 9-10 game mark. And hopefully middle of the season, once again, testing the waters for potentially making the 12-team college football playoff. This year is all about finishing.
Yeah, and I look at their early season schedule. You know, Duquesne, Central Michigan, the West Virginia game is obviously going to be a substantial test. Louisville on September 27th. Kind of bummed I'm going to miss that. I'll be in Ireland. Boston College the following week. Florida State on October 11th. You know, those are teams that Pitt is capable of beating. Then you go into, you know, Syracuse playing up there, NC State the following week in Pittsburgh, going to Stanford. It's a lot of travel, but the Cardinals shouldn't be very good. And then you're getting into the meat grinder. You know, then you've got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. And, I agree with you, Limits, that, like, it would be highly disappointing if you probably didn't win more than 8. You know, I'm looking at this, and I'd like to see 9. I think they're capable. And I would be floored, stunned, elated, whatever you want to say, if you can win 10. And, you know, I can accept a loss to Notre Dame. That's reasonable. I can accept a loss to Miami. I'm not sure if I look at any of the other teams on here, and I think they're discernibly worse than Pitt. I think, you know, West Virginia, because it's at their place, might be a bit of a toss-up, but I don't think Pitt is, you know, substantially worse than any of the other teams on its schedule.
I do think that Pitt has some questions to answer, though, at wide receiver. You know, how do you replace some of the production there? Like, how much does Kenny Johnson thrive this year? And some of the newer guys that they brought in, there are some younger players that potentially could factor in here. I have some questions. Like, how does Cade Bell involve them early, get them accustomed to the system? How does Eli Holstein create a relationship with them and a chemistry on the field? That's one of the early questions that they have to work out. Because, I mean, remember last year, they were undefeated in non-conference play. That had never happened before.
Well, and they looked like the best offense in school history, too.
They did.
Like, they weren't just undefeated in non-conference play. Like, they were going bonkers.
Expectations are not going to be that. But I would expect undefeated in non-conference play is not unrealistic. Are we counting Notre Dame as an ACC game or as a non-conference game?
I count it as a non-conference game, okay. But that's probably wrong on my part.
Because I pretty much count it as an ACC game because they play an ACC schedule without being in the ACC, pretty much.
Yep.
So if we're counting it as a non-con game, I'll give you that. I'll give you that as the loss. Other than that, the expectation should be to go in there and beat West Virginia. I know Rich Rod's back, but a first year back for Rich Rod, it's going to take some time for him to get that program to where he wants it to be.
I understand the skepticism about Pitt at wide receiver, and I'm not saying it's altogether wrong, but I think that might be an area where they can surprise some people. I really do. I think they've got athletes there. I just think they have athletes that haven't really produced yet. Like Sincere Lee, Kenny Johnson, Poppy Williams. There's some guys. And I also think with the way Bell's offense works, like they don't need guys to run 50 yards downfield and get open. It's a lot of quick rhythm, scheme, feel, that sort of stuff. And like, I do think these guys are capable of it. Let's also not forget that you've got a really good dual threat running back who basically functions as a wide receiver too. So I like some stuff there with Desmond Reed.
You know, one other thing we have not talked about at all, Jason.
Uh-oh.
How do you replace Ben Sauls? That guy was a
four field goal Ben Sauls. We
last year.
We gave Ben Sauls short shrift here. And when in our Steelers recap, shame on us.
Yeah, he had a 50-yarder. He had, a 49-yarder last night? Like, Ben Sauls is an NFL kicker. I don't think there's much denying that. And the way that he was able to keep Pitt in games last year, years before that as well, making a ton of kicks, especially with the hash marks being wider. My belief is that it's harder to kick that way with the hash marks wider than they are in tighter. Now, I'm not a kicker. Maybe kickers will completely disagree with me on that. But with the angles and everything, I feel like there are situations where it's more difficult. And Ben Sauls, whether it be the open end of the stadium, bad weather, he always delivered for Pitt.
Yes, he did. And Trey Butkowski is going to have some big shoes to fill. He is the Pitt's starting place kicker, and he is a true freshman walk-on. So get your popcorn ready. That's going to be an interesting one. And, you know, to be fair, I hope we don't see Butkowski all that much, you know, for extra points, of course. But hopefully the Pitt offense is, you know, actually scoring touchdowns, and I think that entirely possible that can happen. Limits. Let me ask you this. Do you think Pitt is going to be better offensively or defensively this season?
I think defensively, just because
I think offense.
Really?
Yes. I think offense, they might be really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm drinking too much Kool-Aid or something, because I'm talking up the wide receivers. I'm talking up the offensive line. I'm talking up Des Reed and Eli Holes. I think they can be really good offensively. I think that might be their difference maker.
Yeah, and I think Cade Bell knows what he's doing. Like, he's a good offensive mind. I just think that that linebacking core is so significant with Biles, Lovelace, and Lewis.
Yeah.
That is the backbone of your team. And where you have the heartbeat backbone of your team, think about it with the Steelers. It's Ramsey, Watt, Hayward in the three sections of the defense. You have questions on the Steelers' offensive line. There's questions at quarterback, questions at running back. We know pretty much what the defense is. That should be the ultimate strength. And I feel, in a way, there's some similar things. Fitzsimmons on the defensive line, the secondary with Brookins, McIntyre, Battle all back. That should be the strength based on experience, based on talent level, and just based on the fact that we've seen their production before.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. And I could be just losing my mind, but I look at an offense last year that, I mean, they threw for 278 yards per game. It was 15th in the country, 3rd in the ACC, and I know that was front-loaded a lot. You have a do-it-all running back in Des Reed, and you've got the opportunity to call a lot of plays, use him a whole bunch, a quarterback capable of getting him the football. I think you've got an offensive line that's going to be able to provide them time, and you've got talented wide receivers who just need an opportunity. So, I mean, I understand. I totally understand what you're saying. You know, the linebackers, we're talking about some of the best players in the country. I was going through some of this before the show, Limits. I mean, the lists that Kyle Lewis is on, I mean, there are no other lists.
It's all the notable lists. It's like all the big time lists.
Everything. So it is everything.
Let me ask you this then, Jason. Like, how do you take what happened at the end of last year, the sour taste in your mouth at the end of the bowl game as well, and basically just try to completely forget about it? Like, I'm sure it's still in the back of some people's minds, to the point where when you get to the end of this upcoming season, Notre Dame November 15th, Georgia Tech on the road won't be a pushover. They've played Miami well at home, but Miami was also a team that was ranked last year and had a chance to make it to the playoffs. Sure, no Cam Ward. But it's not easy once you get to the end of the season.
No, it's not. And, I mean, that happened. You can't run from that. You know, if anything, these guys have embraced it. It's bothered them a whole heap. But, I mean, it didn't not happen. Pardon the double negative. And so, I mean, there are a lot of questions they have to answer. I don't have the magic reason for why things went so awry. If I did, I would bottle it and sell it. But, I mean, yeah, the biggest, most difficult chunk of their season is at the end, and they weren't able to keep it together. And I don't know whether that's because teams out-schemed them. I think Eli Holstein getting hurt obviously had something to do with it. Maybe it's a lack of execution. Maybe it's a lack of confidence. I don't think it's a fundamental bigger problem. I think maybe it was beating up on some non-conference opponents, and then when things got hard in the ACC, they didn't respond the way they wanted to. I'm not sure. But, I look at the end of their season, and then if we talk about the college football playoff, like you're saying, I mean, you can't run from that, and there's going to be some really tough football to play there as well.
I wonder about the ACC. And, you know, there's a notion about the ACC, comparatively speaking, to the Big Ten, to the SEC. We all know that. If Pitt is in a similar situation, let's say 6-1, 7-0, 7-1, in that range. Let's be bold here.
I like it.
What is the realistic conversation going to be going into those games? And how different do you think that it would be after going into last year's games? Well, I mean, I remember going into the SMU game basically saying, this is a win, and you set yourself up for the playoffs type of game. They lost, it was bad, and that's what started to derail everything. I wonder how they can prevent a game like that from happening again on the schedule.
And I think that's a little bit maturity. At least that was my read on it. Like, remember the sentiment surrounding Pitt at that time. Like, it was, oh my goodness. Like, look at what we're looking at here. This might be a college football playoff team, an ACC championship type of team. Like, this team, you know, is just kicking some serious butt. And then they go down to SMU and a couple things went wrong and just collapse. You know, and I don't know how much residual there was there. I don't know if that lingered. But, you know, I do think SMU kind of exposed some things on how to potentially beat Pitt. I think Pitt beat Pitt as well. I'm just kind of building off your point there. I think that was a key pivot point where things kind of came apart as well.
Yeah, I think ultimately, look, a lot of it's going to come down to winning in the margins, and that's some things that they've struggled with at times.
No, limits. Don't you start talking about winning in the margins.
Winning in the margins.
That phrase has been outlawed in Pittsburgh. I need you to scratch it from the record.
I wish I never had to hear it again.
I know. Have you noticed, by the way, as we just kind of kick it around here, I don't know if Alan Green's going to make it down or not. It's kind of mass chaos here. People are leaving, and I guess he's still like meeting and greeting and doing all that stuff. But we don't hear as much about winning in the margins. But
can I ask one thing?
Are winning in the margins?
What is winning in the margins mean? Like, what entirely does that mean in their mind?
That means doing little things. It means you know, fielding fundamentals, running the base as well. Ironically, it was all the things that they did a horrible job of doing under Derek Shelton and that they've actually done a better job with since Donnie Kelly took over.
Kind of important.
Yeah, the Pirates have not, you know, they've been a better team under Donnie Kelly. They've won in the margins. They actually have. You could look at some of the numbers. I mean, they've fielded the ball pretty well since he's taken over. It certainly hasn't been perfect. You know, Neil Cruz has had some issues, certainly, but I think there's a different standard being set. It comes down to better players, right? Like, it's not winning in the margins. You just need to actually score some runs. Score some runs and let's have the conversation. Like, we were talking about it with Walkie, man. You got the pitching, you got the important stuff done. Score some runs. And, yes, some of that's going to be fundamentals, it's going to be situational hitting, it's going to be bunting, it's going to be base running, but I don't know, just got me charged up. You need to score more runs than the other team. I've heard that's kind of important. All right, I just closed out of my sheet here. All right, I'm back in. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. It's a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. In the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, you going to the park this weekend? What do you got going on?
KDKA High School football, Jason. I'll be working the games all weekend. I might go on Sunday. Sunday's game.
I forgot, man. It's week zero, huh?
It's week zero at the Wolverina tonight.
Wolverina. What else you got? You got Wolverina Friday. You out anywhere Saturday?
Oh, Wolverina Saturday. Two games tonight, three games tomorrow.
So I'm debating going to Brentwood tonight because they host Yawk, or whether I should go to the ballpark because Bubba Chandler's there. I'm going to be there Saturday for pre-post. I'm not sure.
Man, that's a tough decision there.
It is a tough decision. I hope Brentwood gives you a reason to go there and broadcast the game. I'm sure they will not, but I can hope.
Didn't they just upgrade some of the facilities?
Several years back, probably 5-6 years ago. Might be even more than that.
Maybe it was the park they're doing renovations to that I heard about.
Yeah, they've done a lot in the park. But, yeah, the football facility itself. I mean, they've done some, but not a ton.
Yeah.
I was actually at the Route 51 Eaton Park recently. That was a good time.
I haven't been there in a while. Same good style of vibe as it's always been?
No, it was kind of empty. Oh. I don't know if we hit it at a weird time, but not the same. I was actually looking for you when we went in there. I was like, I wonder if it'd be in.
Am I roaming around anywhere?
Roaming around Eaton Park. All right, the 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Weather today, it's gorgeous. Cloudy, a high of Antonio Brown, 84. It'll be 81 at Pirates Rockies for first pitch. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Can't express enough how much fun this was for MacRae Stadium, the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. Really enjoyed the opportunity to chop it up with Pat Narduzzi. Looking over at Desmond Reed. He's talking to Doug Whaley right now, and great conversation with him as well. Pitt is a very intriguing team. They're going to kick it off August 30th against Duquesne here at Acrisure Stadium. Make sure you get out and check them out. And there's a lot to track this season with the Panthers, another year for Pat Narduzzi, and see what they can do. Eli Holstein, Cade Bell, and a whole bunch of good linebackers and a bunch of solid players all around. For Austin Bechtold, I'm Jason Mackey. It's been the Pop and Joe Show. PM team next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.